This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So for the next hour, our show's purpose is to educate you, our loyal listeners, on how investing for income in retirement truly works and why it's so important to have income from your investments. Because each and every year, you need those checks distributed, you got to pay those expenses and do the things and lead the lifestyle that you want to. So to me, that's retirement that's going to get you the most mileage. How do I get income off my portfolio without spending any principal to make sure the money lasts as long as I do? We say in retirement, income is the outcome, because without any income, guess what? No retirement. Before we begin today's topic on investing for income in a volatile market, for those new to the show, let me provide a quick introduction. Each year, I share different aspects on wealth management. Wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, what I call a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they really don't have a real plan on how all this stuff fits together. That's why most people just have an investment broker. Broker that sold them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you, or have they only sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down. That's really about it. If you need any tax strategies, they say, go see your CPA, your tax person. If you got an estate planning question, tell you, go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to be the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing the other professionals on investments, taxes, and the estate planning attorneys so that we can provide a plan, a real plan, that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agents, notary, paralegal, and a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and a fiduciary for the last 24 years, I have helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. Number one, make smart choices with their money. Don't take too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most clients understand they've made and saved most of their retirement funds. They just can't afford for it to go away. So we have to make smart choices with their money. Second, wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate or reduce taxes proactively, save taxes over a lifetime? Third, wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs with the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, and the least government involvement. Fourth is wealth protection. Things like life insurance, disability, long-term care, unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And the fifth, if charitable giving is important to you, how do you maximize your charitable impact? Assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's real value. Your financial life is getting more complicated, and it's more than just investments. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we make sure your money's protected, you get the retirement income you need, and you're legally paying the least amount of taxes so you can leave the legacy that you want. So for the next hour, our show's purpose is to educate you, the listeners, on how investing for income truly works and why it's so important to have income while your other money, the growth, may or may not come, because each and every year you need those checks to be distributed so you could pay your expenses, do the things that you want to do independent of market conditions. To me, that's a retirement that gets the most mileage. So right now, a lot of people are worried about what's been going on in the markets and the economy. A lot of things are slowing. We're seeing layoffs tick up. The Fed's talking about cutting interest rates in the second half of the year and over the next few years. And it seems like the markets take a step forward and then two steps back. It's like Groundhog Day each and every month, over and over volatility. And the biggest reason why is because the markets are going to continue to do this. So you have to be able to plan for this right here in retirement, or if you're going into retirement, how are you going to get through retirement? You got to make sure you're not touching the principal so you last as long as you. So a lot of times we'll ask clients, what's your plan B? What are your alternative options whenever it comes to these times? Because we're all kind of kidding ourselves that we think that the markets aren't going to experience more volatility in the future. Heck, this year alone, we've got a lot of things going on in the economy. The question is, how do you handle it? How do you plan for it? How do you optimize your portfolio, design your portfolio in a way to get you through any type of market volatility out there? Nobody wants to face it. Here's a good example. I'm going to take you back in the time machine. Let's go back to 1900. You're born in 1900. Let's just say you were 14 years old, 1914, World War I starts. And by your 18th birthday, 22 million people have been killed. Of course, nobody's talking about that right now. Later that year, Spanish flu hit the planet, ran all the way until you were about 20, and 50 million people died during those 2 years. I did say 50 million. Compare that to the million of coronavirus. That is a significant difference. Now, this is back in the early 1900s. Also, when you were 29, the Great Depression started. Unemployment hit 25%. One out of four people didn't have a job. GDP drops 27%. And by the way, GDP also dropped during the pandemic. Thankfully, we got some assistance from the federal government to prevent that from actually getting worse. You see, now you're 33 years old. The country collapses along with the world economy, 1933. When you turn 39, World War II starts. And you aren't even over the hill yet. By the time you reach 41, the United States is fully pulled into World War II. So between your 39th and 45th birthday, 75 million people perished in the war, and the Holocaust killed almost 6 million people. At the age of 52, so now you're in 1952, the Korean War starts, 5 million more people perished. And at 64 years old, now the Vietnam War begins, and it doesn't end for many years. 4 million more people died in that conflict. Now, that's okay, because approaching your 62nd birthday, 1962, it's now the Cuban Missile Crisis. And probably most of you are listening right now, if you're probably maybe in your 60s or older, you probably remember that it was the tipping point of the Cold War. Life on our planet, as we know, could have ended, but great leaders have actually prevented that from happening from the past. So by the time you turn 75 in 1975, that lingering war called the Vietnam War finally ends. And so you have to ask yourself, how'd the stock market survive all of that? You see, we're always going to go through this turmoil in the markets and things you can't control. What you can control is how you invest your money, and only that to be prepared for things like that, because they're going to continue. It's happened all throughout human history. We wished it wouldn't happen to us, but I can tell you right now, it's always happened in the past. History is full of wars and rumor of wars. We got a war we're going through right now, the Russia-Ukraine war, and you got the things going on in the Middle East. And I wonder what other wars are kind of lurking out there. What's going on in the South China Sea with Taiwan and China? I mean, we always got to be prepared all the time, but we still got to get income if we're going to be retired. We shouldn't stop living just because we know we're going to encounter some bad things out there. The question is, how will you invest your money if we do run into these crises that are going to happen in the near future? You see, when we work with clients, I take all those things into consideration. Why is that? Because, hey, from 2000 to 2013, nobody made any money in the markets. Now, I'm not talking about traders out there. I'm just saying if you're a buy and hold investor, the markets topped out in 2000, crashed 50%. By 2007, they had just regained where they were in 2000, crashed another 50%. And it took until 2013 to get the markets back to where they were 6 years earlier in 2007 or 13 years earlier in 2000. Folks, we are pro-market. We are capitalists. We believe in investing in the market. But at the same time, as we're getting closer to retirement or we're in retirement, we also have to understand that we could have a lost decade where the market's not our friend. How would we pay our bills during that lost decade? I'm very aware of that, also concerned about that. But I'm not going to tuck my tail in and just move on and neglect it. The question is, how will I be able to give advice to help people get through times like that? Whenever you make money, you see worst case scenario, you should be the advice be given today. Not best case scenario. Let's talk worst case scenario. We don't even think too much about how much money we're going to make on our portfolio. is how much we lose. And the biggest reason why we don't think about it when we make money versus losing it is the sheer fact that because we need our money when we're in retirement, we can't afford to make it back. And if we go through a 10 or 13 year time frame, the question is, how are you going to get through retirement? Now, some of you out there might say, hey, Mike, that can't happen, right? That was unusual. But we had two crises, the tech wreck in 2000, the great financial crisis in 2007. That's not going to happen again. Well, just in our recent lifetimes, think about it, especially if you're 50, 60 years old plus today. In 1968, the Dow Jones was at 1,000. In 1982, 14 years later, the Dow Jones was at 1,000. It's happened before, folks. When the markets topped out after the Roaring Twenties in 1929, the market didn't regain highs until 1954, 25 years later. We have to be students of history and understand, how do we plan for a lifetime, a 30-year period of income, when if you typically look back over the last 120 years, every 30 years, there's going to be about a 10-year period where the markets aren't going to cooperate. So how do you generate income off your portfolio when you're retired? Now, if at any point in today's show, you're wondering if you're on track to retire, or if you're in retirement, if you're on track to have confidence in your retirement plan, look, if you want to know, hey, does this make sense for me, or I'm interested in this, but I don't know what to do, that's where we come in. We've done this at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial for thousands in the Chicagoland and Madison area. We've been doing this for 16 years here at our firm. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe retirement planning. There's a lot of nuances about how you pull money out, which accounts you tap it on, how do you save money on taxes and live off of it forever, versus maybe just different types of advisors and different types of specialties where they're only focused on trying to grow your money. Not everybody's situation's the same. We make different recommendations all the time. You don't want to apply some blanket advice and have it be the wrong advice for your situation. No cookie cutter portfolios here. There's a zero cost, no obligation to do anything on a long-term basis. Happy to help. You want to set up a 15-minute strategy call to see if we can help you or get your questions answered? No cost, no obligation. Give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar. 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. So I know a lot of people out there, when they go into retirement or they're planning on retiring soon, and they're being proactive, which they should try to do, and try to figure things out. Okay, who am I going to hire or interview that's going to get us through this next stage, the last 30 plus years of our life? We may ask your friends, your family, maybe people that we're close to, but at the same time, it's not going to sit well with you. Maybe we had somebody up to the point that we get ready to retire that's helping us right now. They've really been more of a growth type investor. But now we start talking about, hey, how do I manage my tax bill in retirement, right? That's going to be a huge expense. What if I had a healthcare event? How would I pay for it? How do I get income off my portfolio that doesn't depend on what the stock market does? And then they just kind of look at you with a blank stare and say, hey, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Well, you'll be fine is not a mathematical answer. You'll be fine is not showing you on your statement exactly where in good markets and bad you can get income from to supplement your retirement. So did you know that the more you open up Pandora's box, soliciting, interviewing financial advisors, the more confused you get? I met with a couple clients last week, prospective clients, and they had all talked to 3 to 5 other investors or advisors. And one of the things is, on one side of them, they came out and they said, oh, and this person was way too aggressive. The other person was way too conservative. And someone else is like, all they want to do is sell me an annuity, right? That's what you get, that Pandora's box of soliciting people, people just trying to sell you stuff. Now, just like Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors, which I'm okay with because I like a different variety of ice cream. But when it comes to financial advisors, fiduciaries, I'm looking for one particular one, the one that's been through the trenches like I have for the last 25 years. And always help people be able to understand the worst case scenario, the tough times too. So don't settle for cheap fixes or cross your fingers and toes and hope the market goes up. Your portfolio is secondary. The risk questionnaires they try to give you are secondary. It's what are your goals? What do you need to do? And how do you make sure that this money is going to last as long as you do in good markets and bad? So you don't need some cookie cutter portfolio out there strictly designed to basically get you in the office to become the next client, show you some brochures that the market always goes up. So selecting a financial advisor is an extremely important process because it only takes one bad one to ruin your retirement. And if you're doing it on your own, it only takes one shot to ruin your retirement. Folks, this is not child's play because nobody knows the future, including the people that we hire that we call analysts, certified financial analysts. They manage their clients' money. You see, they're not always going to be right, but they're going to be more right than wrong. But when a financial advisor, and I've been in this category for many, many years, and I'm giving people advice on their funds or advice with their ETFs, somebody else is doing the work inside those funds. So all I've got to do is say, okay, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They want to reduce the risk a little bit, maybe add some individual bonds, some dividend paying stocks. So some of those solutions can be more cookie cutter. They're not really custom. Not only that, everybody's already doing it. Everybody's doing it doesn't mean that that's the right advice. You see, when you invest for income, it takes more diligence. And that's why at our firm, we deal with custom portfolios, institutionally managed portfolios of individual stocks, individual bonds, individual REITs and preferreds, individual asset classes. And the reason most advisors don't deal with custom portfolios and actually have an analyst manage those individual stocks, individual bonds, is because it's hard. It doesn't mean that they don't have the capacity or the training to do it. It's just they believe it's too hard. They could just check a box and put you in a mutual fund, so why should they do it? Why should they pay analysts six-figure salaries to do that? So it's not in their profit margin, so to speak. And most advisors don't have the knowledge or the bandwidth to do that kind of research, right? They're just glorified salespeople. They may be nice, but they're just glorified salespeople. They don't have the value equity specialists. They don't have somebody that can analyze the fixed income scenarios. Anybody can get dividends, but you don't know whether the dividends will get cut. See, that's your problem. But most people don't realize a good value stock strategist really minimizes that from happening based on the analysis they do. It doesn't eliminate it because nobody's perfect, but it's just the game of numbers. So how would you like to know right now that, believe it or not, when it comes to things like mutual funds, it's happened every day internally inside those funds. Company cut their dividends and you don't see it because they're camouflaged with all these other hundreds of companies. But just like I said, the other companies have the bandwidth. Sure, they know how to do it, but they're not doing it. Look at your statement. All you have to do is look at your statement. Do you know how to come to the conclusion? Open your statement. I know you can't. I do it each and every day when people call in for the radio show or come to our educational workshops that we do, and they get to learn how real income is. And not only do they learn how real income is, but they also get to subtract the advisor's fee at the same time. So that way they can find out what their net income or how much they actually get to spend. I can't tell you, folks, how many times I've looked at somebody's portfolio and they said, hey, Mike, I got $1 million. I need $40,000 of supplemental income off this portfolio. And say, okay, great. Let's take a look at your statement on what you currently own because you've shared that with your advisor. And I pull it up and I say, okay, from interest and dividends alone, even from the stocks, you're getting about a 2% yield. That's 2%. So that's 20 grand on the million. But then your advisor's charging you 1.5%. He's taking 10 or 15,000 of that. So really you're averaging about a half a percent, 1% at the end of the day. What does that mean? That means $10,000 is really what you're left with after the advisor gets his or her fee. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, depending on your strategy, but if you need income off your portfolio, portfolio is generating $20,000, the advisor's taking 10 or 15, leaving with you with 5 or 10, folks, where's the other $25,000, $30,000 going to come from? It's going to come from your principal. They're going to have to sell stuff to send you income. That's not income. That's your principal. In my book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. Make sure that if you need income off your portfolio, it's generating that in cash flow. So as an example, let's say you have $1 million, you need $40,000 of supplemental income off your portfolio. We will design a portfolio that is risk appropriate for you, yielding 5% or more. So even net of fee, you still get the $40,000 without having to sell anything. Now, people a lot of times will talk about advisory fees, and fees are always an issue in the absence of value. If you're paying somebody a fee to spend your principal, that's going to be a very expensive retirement. You see, the reason why mutual funds are kind of anti-income, so to speak, in retirement is because the fund managers inside those are trying to beat an index. Now, think about that. What I just said now, you may not know what I mean. Most people don't know a lot of the investments that they own because that's not what they're specialized in. You know, they own these funds in just a big black box of stuff. What you specialize in is what you've been doing all your life at work. The purpose of this show is actually to be able to help you get that dirty laundry of what's going on in our industry, and not really in a bad way, but you see the fund manager's just trying to beat an index. They know that they need to beat the index, otherwise they're going to lose their job. So if you're just trying to beat an index, they may succeed, but according to recent research by Dalbar, 92% of the time, mutual funds don't beat the very index that they're supposed to. So what they do is they do what's called closet indexing. Closet indexing means that they wind up taking their portfolios and mirroring them as close as they can possibly to the index, and they may play on the fringes with 5 or 10% of the holdings, hoping to overperform a little bit or only underperform a little bit because that's job security for them. They don't have to apologize too much for their performance. but it's also not customized to you. Now, folks, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I've put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? Companion Report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you, no cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense. Get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very, very helpful. Now, when we come back, we're going to go a little bit more in depth of a scenario by comparison of what income looks like from what you're probably doing as a listener for what you could be doing for what our clients are actually achieving right now. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Sure, you could spend hours and hours searching around online, only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. If you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You know, retirement is a progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. That's with this end in mind, I think about how long somebody may live, but I could be wrong. The question is, how long do you want your money to last? Nobody wants to have their money go before they do, right? Running out of money, since no one really knows what future market performance on the growth side is going to be. So they need to quit investing just for hope, because hope is not really a great strategy. But most people are just trusting the crystal ball of these back-tested returns, thinking the future is going to be a product of those in the same way. And to be honest with you, markets may go up, and the question is, it's not got nothing to do with whether you're getting income. The question is, where's the income coming from? When the tides rise and the markets go up, our clients are in individual stocks. It's a duck. It quacks just like stock funds do. Only difference is our clients are getting 3-4 times more in actual dividends off their portfolio. So when the markets are down, they're still getting the dividends. It still gives them permission to spend, even though the value may be down a little bit. If the markets go up, they still get the dividends to spend. And they look at their statement and they're happy because the value of it went up too. I still want our clients, for the most part, to spend just nothing but income, interest, and dividends, because most people are living by the cash flow rule anyway. So the cash flow rule allows them to strictly spend pure income. It gives you permission to spend because you don't have to sell anything. You don't have to touch principal to take out the income you need, not only for today, but in 3 years, 5 years, 20 years. And the reason why I say I don't play growth, I mean, imagine this for a minute. Play the casino with your hard-earned money for the next 20 to 30 years. That's what we call the Las Vegas retirement plan. So with that being said, I want you to visualize this for a moment. This is a hypothetical situation. I like to put a lot of emphasis on income and help you differentiate the difference between tangible and non-tangible. You see, tangible, if you actually have it in your hand, you can actually spend it. If it's non-tangible, or if it's only coming at a reduced rate, yeah, you could spend it, but it's a lot less. And I don't know about you, but if I'm looking at stacks of $100 bills, and as you know, you've probably seen those stacks when they're neatly wrapped from the bank. If I had 4 or 5 of those in one hand and one in the other hand, which one of those would you rather have? I'd rather have the bigger stack. Well, you see the difference there is about 4 stacks difference. Well, I don't know about you. I'd rather have 4 stacks more if I need it. And if I don't need it, what do I do with the extra money? You see, that's the difference between a tangible and a reduced tangible. I shouldn't say eliminated tangible. And sometimes when people come on here, they don't get any income because they're basically really focusing only on growth. So let me put that tangible in your mind for a moment. They don't wreck when you're going down the road. Hopefully you're just listening. And if you don't pick up what I'm saying, go back and re-listen to it on crystallaketax.com. So maybe you only had 5 minutes and you're fixing to go eat, whatever it may be. You can spend some time listening to the shows. It may help because the name of the game is to learn. We are an information society. We love information. Problem is there's so much dang information out there. We don't know what's good information and what's not. Now, with that being said, let's talk about this hypothetical situation. I got 2 safes. You get the picture, right? Both the safes are actually right next to each other in a secure room in my house. Let's call it the basement. Husband has a $1 million portfolio, and he gets to take interest and dividends each and every year and put it in the safe. You get the picture? Now, the wife's going to take her $1 million portfolio and put her money, her interest and dividends, in a safe right next to it. So safe number one every year gets a certain amount of $100 bills, and safe number two gets a certain amount of $100 bills. So you envision what I'm saying. So a year later, 12 months later, let me just tell you what the income is. Income is something that's going to flow to you as a product of what you are investing your money into. If you own stocks, you might get dividends. That's income off the stocks. They might go up or down in value, but the income you get to keep. So I'm talking about stock-based funds. That's portfolio number one. So at the end of 12 months, portfolio number one has actually put $12,000 to $15,000 in $100 bills inside that safe. Now, they didn't take any principal from their portfolio. That's all they took because that's all it paid them. The other safe, conversely, the wife's portfolio had 50 $100 bills or 50. So the following year, the cycle starts all over. That one that had 12 to 15 adds another 12 to 15. The one that had 50 added another 50. By the time you get to 10 years and you open it up, the safes, because you're waiting to see which one did better, which one do you think is probably going to outperform the other just from the interest and dividends? You see, that's $500,000 compared to $120,000. And I don't know about you, but I can actually utilize that extra $300,000, $350,000. You see, most people in the retirement planning, they're actually selling shares from their portfolio and pretending it's income. Number one, to come up with the same income, because if it's not generating an interest in dividends, they got to sell more shares to fill the gap. They don't have to sell from their portfolio number two. Why? Because if it's got a 4 or 5% yield on it, they can just peel that off, stick it in the safe, spend it, do whatever they want to, because they're going to be earning 3 to 4 times what the other portfolio is in usable, tangible cash flow. So with that being said, what do I mean? How do you invest your money to be able to create such a difference in income? Folks, before we go into that, if you're wondering if you're on track to retire, or if you're in retirement, you're wondering, how does all this work for a confident retirement plan? Look, if you want to know, hey, does this make sense for me, or I'm interested in this, but I want to know more, how do I do it? That's where we come in at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've done this for thousands in the Chicagoland and Madison area. We've been doing this for 16 years here at our firm. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe, tax-focused income and retirement planning. There are a lot of nuances about how you can pull money off of and live on it forever versus maybe just different other advisors that primarily just focus on trying to grow your money. But folks, growth is a hope strategy, right? You need hard, cold cash in your hands to either reinvest or spend month in, month out, independent of what the market's doing. So not everybody's situation is the same. We make different recommendations all the time. You don't want to apply some cookie cutter blanket advice and have it be the wrong advice. No cost, no obligation to have a call with us. Let's set up that 15-minute strategy call. Talk to one of our fiduciary financial planners and make sure you're on track. Any questions you have, it's your agenda. To get on that 15-minute complimentary strategy call, just let us know. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And we're talking about, is retirement very costly? And maybe you're thinking, what in the world? Are you smoking something? What do you mean? Is it costly? Well, you see, when we go into retirement, we're going to start paying attention closely, or I hope you are, and don't go with this blindly or stick your head in the sand expecting it to happen. You want to know how your money's really working for you. And so there's a lot of predators out there that are probably attached to your money in some way that's going to minimize how much you get and what they're going to part away from you, because you want to know exactly what income you're going to get each and every year. So most of us generally want to be good money managers of our own money, whether it's having a disciplined plan to pay our bills, which most of us do, And there are miscellaneous items as well that sometimes we forget about. And that's the reason I want to make sure we've more than enough income for you in retirement. We, for the most part, want to be very good stewards and prudent with our money. Well, when it comes to our money that's providing that income, the income is important. And one may argue that the most important when it comes to retirement, because how long do you need the income? For the rest of your life. You see, you have to leverage your portfolio to generate income. The problem is the results of what people are getting today, because they're leveraging their portfolio only hoping for growth, is that their real income being generated in their portfolio is dismal. Things like the S&P 500 are only kicking at about a 1.5% dividend rate. So you got $1 million, all you can really count on, the market's going to go up or down, is a $15,000 interest in dividends, right? So you can spend the dividends, but is growth going to happen this year or next year? Maybe. Well, what do you do if it doesn't? Or what happens if you need $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of income off your portfolio? You're forced to cannibalize the principal. Now, I'm not talking about you going back to work, right? Probably prefer to have part-time work. But when it comes to income, the difference between full-time and part-time work is kind of the same thing in your portfolio. In other words, if your portfolio could generate 4 times the income just by turning on a different spigot, just by reallocating a little bit, and that pays you 4 times as much income. Now, sometimes people come in and say, you know what? I don't need a lot of income, Mike. They got a pension, Social Security, they're frugal. They say they're going to reduce their lifestyle in retirement. I hear a lot of things like that. But let's go back to that safe analogy I was talking about. If I were to go back to the husband and wife, they both had $1 million, 2 separate advisors, 2 different philosophies, 1 growth only with a little bit of income, the other 1 income with some growth. Which one of those safes from a tangible in-your-hand standpoint would make you feel more comfortable? If you open up that $1 million safe that just stuck all the interest and dividends in it, and just from income alone, one had $150,000 in it, and the other one had $500,000 in it, independent of what the market did over that time frame. That's why I say retirement can cost you money. Are you leaving money on the table if you don't have an income strategy associated with how you invest? And folks, this isn't trying to hawk some annuity like other people down the dial. This is talking about real tangible securities that pay interest, that pay dividends, that have maturity dates, or have a tendency to have rising dividends. This is having a stock-based portfolio where you can count on the dividends. This is about owning individual bonds and preferreds, things with maturity dates and interest rates, so you know exactly not only what income you're going to get in good markets and bad, but also when you get your principal back, assuming they don't go out of business, and that's our job is to monitor those things. Now, folks, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, as we've talked before, because if you don't have any income, you don't have a retirement. I put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out to you at our expense. It's that critical you get this Retirement Success Toolkit. In 2024, we know it's going to be a very tumultuous year. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very helpful. Now, when we get back, we're going to be talking about inflation. And also, I'm going to give you a couple analogies. And then we're going to go back and talk about a few questions I commonly get. We're going to go over those. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. So, how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement, so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at CrystalLakeTax.com. That's CrystalLakeTax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Like I said before, retirement is progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. The marathon will depend on how long you live and also how long your money lasts. That's what you're looking for in a financial advisor, somebody that's tax-focused, income-oriented. You see, you need an income plan in retirement that lasts at 20, 30 years, no matter how long you live. That's the marathon. The question is, how many recessions or corrections are you going to go through over 20 or 30 years? How many negative years, flat years are you going to go through over 20 or 30 years? How do you make sure you get all the income you need, no matter whether the market's up or down? Because every time you get an instance like that, where recoveries might take you 1, 2, 3 years to recover, you're basically going backwards with your money. Since the majority of the portfolios I see today are really only yielding 1-2%. Right, on a $1 million portfolio, you might be getting $10,000-$15,000 of true income. The rest of it's hoping that the market goes up. They're not walking away with a lot of money. If they need more for that income, it's like playing casino for the rest of your money. That money, it took you 30, 40, 50 years to get, and now you're going to go through it. And the question is, how long is that money going to last? If you're continuing spending principal in retirement, if you got to sell shares, that's why I tie up today's show, is retirement costly? Well, one of the costliest risks is called inflation. It's the silent killer, the silent thief of retirement. Most people, when they prepare their retirement plans, they only think of now, maybe the next few years. They don't think about the next 15, 20, 30 years and how inflation is going to impact the money that they choose today. And that's the reason why we talk about taking Social Security cautiously, because there's a big difference between 62 and 70. It's very impactful. It's almost double the time by the time you get to 70. Now, that doesn't mean you got to wait till 70. It just means you decide based on other factors in there, like what resources have you saved? Is the spousal benefit important? Are you single? Are you married? Do you have a pension? Do you not? And so with the right income plan, the right strategy right out of the gate, it gives our clients confidence that sometimes they can delay Social Security for a few more years. Maybe get some more pay increases because we have other sources of income. So why is that? Because every year your Social Security is bumping up anywhere between 6 to as much as 10 or 12%, some years when you include the cost of living adjustment. That's pretty significant. And a lot of people believe them, a lot of money on the table, they leave it because they don't choose Social Security wisely. Now, why is that important? The more income sources are foundational that are coming in, the less you need from your portfolio. So from the volatility side of your portfolio, which is where you're trying to beat inflation by getting some performance on your money, you see, you beat inflation when you were working 40, 50 years because you went into retirement, you saved all that money because your income was keeping up with inflation while you were working, right? You were getting a little bit of raises every year. You didn't think about your money having to keep up with inflation. It just happened. You were just setting aside money separately from your checks and it actually was doing its thing. It's probably the easiest part is accumulating wealth. During the accumulation era, that's the first 50, 60 years of your life. Now, the next 20, 30 years of your life, you got to know how to protect it and keep it. It's one thing to say, I'm going to make that kind of performance, right? I'm going to get 7%. I'm going to get 12%. But you're blindly going into the future thinking you're going to make that kind of return. And so when it comes to future returns, you don't know. So you got to have something you can rely on that you can draw on from each and every year without spending through your own money. So keep in mind that silent killer is inflation. And the biggest reason why is because you don't want to take your financial plan so flippantly early on. You don't want to get down the road and all of a sudden you need more and more money. Now, I see a bucket strategy sometimes where people, well, they use this annuity and it's getting very common today. Matter of fact, people are becoming victims of buying annuities right now because the markets are down. And, you know, when it gets a little more volatile, it's really easy to try to tell somebody. Now, I am not anti-annuities, by the way. We have clients that have annuities, right? Because it makes sense for them, not because it's just something we want to sell and get paid on. So you're kind of easy prey for advisors that all they want to do is sell you these tools. They want to sell you solutions to problems you may not even have. Now, there are annuities that I'm all for, but there's a lot of annuities out there that I wouldn't buy. I wouldn't touch them with your money. I wouldn't even give them to my dog, but at the same time, be cautious. I'm not talking down on annuities. All an annuity is an insurance product. It's just another tool. But you got to understand annuities can bring an important component to one's portfolio depending on how it works. And you understand how it works. Because here's the thing. Think about this for a moment. Let's say you got $1 million and you put $500,000 of that into an annuity just because you want more foundational income. Well, the purpose of the annuity is to provide you with lifetime income benefit for you and your wife. So let's say that's your Social Security's 55, 60 grand a year, and you need $80,000. Let's say that $500,000 annuity fills that $30,000 income gap. That serves its purpose. Well, the other $500,000 you're led to believe is just going to sit there and grow and maybe replace the $500,000 that you deposit this annuity to provide you with, let's just say, 25, 30 grand a year of guaranteed income. Well, here's the problem. If you're getting 25 grand a year in that scenario from the annuity, it took care of the short-term gratification of income. But what are you going to do in 10 years when the same money is still paid out to you and it's not keeping up with inflation? That means you have to reach into the other part of your portfolio. Well, what if the other part of your portfolio went through some turmoil in the markets, right? What happens if things pull back a little bit just within a couple years of you actually needing to replace it? And that's one of the problems with what they call the bucket strategy. Really, it's really more of a way to sell you more annuities than it is necessarily how to get you income for 30 years of a retirement. There's just something you need to think about, folks. There's a lot of great marketing gimmicks out there, but we believe it's cold, hard cash in your hands that's going to make the difference. So if you're wondering if you're on track, if some of the things that I say are resonating with you, we've been doing this for 16 years at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I've been a fiduciary financial planner for over 24 years. We've got offices in Chicagoland and up in Madison. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe, retirement-focused, tax-focused retirement. There's a lot of nuances. You don't want some cookie-cutter situation where they give you this portfolio, but it's not right for you. It's just what they happen to sell. So if you want to set up, no cost, no obligation, a 15-minute strategy call, see if maybe we're a fit, see if we can answer some of your questions. Get on the calendar here. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And what we're talking about today is retirement costly. Let that sink deep. It really depends. I don't know. You see, when people come to our office, speak to us on the phone, not to make them a client, but to make them understand how their money really works, whether they're looking maybe to hire us or not hire us, it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you want to know how your money works. That's what people understand when they come to our office, when they book a call with us. And if retirement's costly, we want to help you minimize the predators, minimize the people putting in bad products, minimizing people that aren't giving you good tax-associated advice. It's one of the reasons we have a tax practice in-house with a CPA, enrolled agents. We'll do over 700 tax returns this year, many for our advisory clients. You see, we want to be good stewards of our money. What I mean, it's like discipline and plan to pay your bills. You want to at least hopefully have the money to be able to do that all throughout retirement. You'll be surprised people come and speak with us. They don't even think about their obligations, right? They were self-employed or they're working 56 hours. And they're actually putting money away, staying at home, doing nothing now because they're not sure what they could spend. They're being very prudent with their money. They're not getting the most mileage out of their money that they possibly could. So folks, if you're saving, if you're a good saver, if you're somebody who says, you know what, this whole concept of getting income off my retirement is really resonating with me, then what we typically like to do is set up what we call a 15-minute strategy call. All we do is get your questions answered. 866-316-0822. See if you can upgrade your portfolio. See if you can get a real financial plan that not just talks about investments, but taxes, estate planning, healthcare, where your income's really coming from so your money lasts as long as you. I also want to give you an opportunity to get our Retirement Success Toolkit. Love giving these out to clients. It helps you navigate what's ahead for us here in the country. It's got a copy of my book called Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. Two reports, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get your complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit? We'll even mail it out to you free of charge. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back after this.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. As an added bonus, just for listening, we've created a companion piece to today's program, the RMD Readiness Report. We know you'll find this companion piece a valuable tool. For your free copy of the RMD Readiness Report, just reach out to the show.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Thanks for listening to today's program. We're talking about our income-first investment approach that generates renewable streams of income to help pay for your retirement expenses. It also helps preserve and grow your investment principal over the long term. It's a sound long-term investment strategy that eliminates the need to rely on the 4% withdrawal rule. Our clients are earning interest and dividends, and they are not withdrawing principal, which is really the only way for them to know that their retirement savings will last a lifetime. To accomplish this, we avoid mutual funds and instead we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and actively managed for specific client investment needs. To learn more about our income-first approach, reach out to our show today.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, serving clients with offices in Madison, Chicagoland, and in 27 states across this great country. Retirement is progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. During the sprint, every quarter, when we must meet with our clients, we actually sit down, understand their risk, make sure we're in line with their goals, determine where their income's coming from, manage what their taxes look like for the year. Do we put our money where our mouth is? You see, you need an income plan that's going to last the next 20 or 30 years of retirement. That's how the marathon question of how are you getting income in retirement? What is because they're holding me to the standard. So I'm held to that standard. I actually pony up and say, do what I do. You see, if I had to give advice based on a spending principle, I'd probably be just like everybody else. I would just say, trust my crystal ball. Hold on, the markets will come back. Markets will be fine. Take 4%. Yeah, I don't feel very good, but not spending that much money at the moment. But when it does, I assure you, you're going to be fine. Well, unfortunately, that's the discussion that most advisors are having with their clients. Instead of showing them where their income's coming from in good markets and bad, instead of showing them the tax strategies that are going to potentially save them hundreds of thousands, if not more, on taxes, voluntary, unnecessary taxes over time, instead they just say, hey, look at your portfolio. Hey, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Folks, that's not financial planning. The question is, where's the money coming from? You see, if it's Social Security, that's a given. If you got a pension, that's a given. Those two are already set up from a foundational standpoint for retirement income. Not a lot of what you want to change there. But if you're needing money from your portfolio for retirement, either now or in the future, you want to reduce some of the volatility. The question should be, where's my income coming from? If I'm spending that much in retirement, I can tell you right now, a client called me, they said, I've been meeting with you and you tell me I can take $45,000 a year off my $900,000 portfolio. And by the way, I'm not going to give a specific situation, but I'm trying to help you understand to make this point. The client's got about a $900,000 portfolio. We're getting in excess of a 5% yield. That $45,000 net of fees is coming from interest and dividends. I know it doesn't matter what the next 12 months are going to look like. They're still going to get the $45,000 in cash flow. That's what they want to be assured of. And so that's the reason why we meet with people, because it's kind of like reprogramming themselves, but it's almost like they can't believe it. But to be quite honest with you, sometimes when people have that prior thinking to hiring us, and I tell them, I say, well, do you realize you're getting dividends and interest now? So it's nothing new. The reason why your interest and dividends are skewed is because your portfolio is not designed for retirement. It's designed to accumulate more. But as you approach retirement, you're in retirement, more isn't a goal. It's protecting your life savings. It's legally paying the least amount of taxes. It's knowing if you had a healthcare event, how you would pay for it. It's making sure you have enough income every month to pay your bills, not just today, but to keep up with inflation for the next 10, 20, 30 years. It may feel that way because markets bounce around, but it doesn't have to be that way, folks. And maybe that's why the person asks these kind of questions. One of the things is we want to make sure that you understand that you're working with a fiduciary, you're working with somebody that's got your best interest at heart. Most people have an investment plan, a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they don't have a real financial plan on how it all fits together. That's why most people just have an investment broker, a broker that's sold them stuff. Oh, they've talked about financial planning, but they've actually done it for you, or have they only sold you stuff? Have they actually gone out and said, hey, here's a spousal Social Security analysis to show you exactly how to optimize a lifetime of income in Social Security? And that's not both of you wait till 67 or 70. That's saying if one of you takes it at this time and the other person takes it at this time, that's your maximum lifetime benefit. Or have they shown you this is why it makes sense to do Roth conversions or not do Roth conversions or even fill the tax brackets that you're already in to be tax efficient? Or here's how when the TCJA sunsets January 1st, 2026, what they call the Trump tax cuts expire, then here's what's going to happen to your income now. How do we take advantage of that over the next 2 years before that happens? Folks, at my firm, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment advisor and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet with you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up and down, and that's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they tell you, go see your CPA, your tax person. If you got an estate planning question, they tell you, just go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are the general managers of your financial team. We oversee all these other professionals on investments, taxes, and the estate planning attorneys, so we provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof, we've got fiduciary financial planners, CPA enrolled agents, a notary, paralegals, a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their five biggest concerns. Number one, make smart choices with their money. Not take too much risk, just enough to allow you to achieve your goals. Most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of their retirement money, and they just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with their money to make it last as long as you do. Second, wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate taxes? How do we proactively save taxes over a lifetime? Third, wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs, the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, and the least government involvement. Fourth, wealth protection. How do you protect your assets from unjust and frivolous lawsuits? Long-term care if you had a healthcare event. Life insurance, disability, all those kind of things are part of wealth protection. And if you're charitably inclined, how do you maximize your charitable impact? Folks, assisting our clients with most of these five concerns is where there's real value. Pay for the advice, not the product. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments, but all the industry wants to do is talk about your investments. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we make sure your money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, you're legally paying the least amount of taxes, and you get to leave the legacy that you want. Each week, we dive into five categories of wealth management. Today, we tackled making smart choices with your money and avoiding unnecessary taxes, given how costly retirement can be. I'd like to thank you for joining us this week on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I also want to give you an opportunity to get our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book called Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. Two reports, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. 0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning, don't keep it a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.